Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the Elohim of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our Elohim, we will set up our banners. Yahweh, fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that Yahweh saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his Kodesh heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of Yahweh our Elohim. They are brought down low and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save Yahweh. Let the King hear us when we call. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh henceforth forever and forever and ever. This is what? To the chief musician, a psalm of David. I am Yeremiyahu Ben Yisrael, and you are in another episode in the Knowledge Tree. We come your way every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio, and we have a treat for you tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters. We're going to get to it quickly. Not going to have too many preliminaries before we proceed into what we are going to talk about or listen to tonight. There's a movement on the earth, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, and it is a huge movement. Huge doesn't even describe it. I'm telling you, some words just cannot be reckoned. Some cannot be rendered in this language called English, this bastard tongue created for heathens to speak and to speak deception. Okay? It's the only language on the planet that constantly undergoes revision. All the other ancient languages are intact to this day, including ancient Hebrew. Ancient Hebrew, well, where is it? Where's the ancient Hebrew? You know, all of those scripts, the manuscripts that contain the ancient language, they were vanquished, and some of them are still being housed in the lower chambers of the Vatican. So these heathens know where the real books are. They burnt the great and vast majority of them, but we shouldn't worry or stress over that, because the Most High Yah has the language. He's going to turn to us a pure language anyway. So what do y'all heathens think y'all have done? You haven't done anything. My beloved brothers and sisters, some, not all, some Christian preachers are beginning to wake up. Now, I'm saying that to say this. When we play their audio bites and when you listen to them, be patient. Think about you. You didn't always know this. Even some of y'all who claim to have grown up in this way, okay? You're still missing a lot and a lot of bits and pieces. Yes, you are, because most of your doctrines come from the sons of men. But look, this is the work of the Most High Yah. Yah is doing the awakening in this dispensation of time. My beloved brothers, sisters, people of the nation, Yah is waking up some people. Now, again, notice the Christian preachers are waking up. That means that they are still quite groggy, okay? Think about how you do when you get up in the morning. All of your members are not all there. You awaken in a gradual process. Sometime when you awaken, you're on your feet, but you're still asleep. On your feet, but still asleep. So you stumble to the restroom or kitchen or wherever you're going. The vast majority of the time is to the restroom, because, you know, a lot of times things have to be expelled, okay? My beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, see, Yah told us that he would correct us in measure. What does that mean? Little bit by little bit. Little bit by little bit. I will correct thee in measure. That's what it means. Little bit by little bit. So, as we listen in and we listen to other brothers and sisters that are awakening, we have to bear with some of the things that they still say, because they have to what? They have to grow gradually into this knowledge. Now, for them to know that we are the children of Israel and now standing with the courage to at least tell their congregants, so to speak, are members of their, quote, and I put that in quote, congregations, because these are not true congregations. See, the word congregation comes from a Hebrew word, kahal. It means the congregation or the assembly of Yahweh, and it is comprised of all 12 tribes of the children of Israel, okay? Just to emphasize that and just break it on down, as you know, the for real about things. But anyway, I want you all to take a listen to this, brother. I'm going to let him have the floor. For what? For at least the next 21 minutes. And I want you all to just listen. Of course, those of us who are seasoned know that he has quite some way to go, but guess what? Even us so-called seasoned ones, we do too. Because what? The learning process never stops. And we are only going to learn as much as the Creator, the Most High Yahweh, is going to allow us to. He sets the limits as to how much wisdom he is going to endow the sons of men with. And specific ones, non-specific ones. This is all in the Most High Yah's hands. So, just sit back, be patient, listen in. Let's listen to what the brother has got to say. And you never know, you may even pick up some things from him, because he goes deeply into the Khazarian heritage. Heritage of the so-called Jews, proving that the Jews don't have zero, zilch, amount of Hebrew blood in them. Now, and some of you all call them Esau, but Esau was a Hebrew too. Notice now, Esau and Yaakov were twins. They came from what? They came from the union of two people. Look at that now. Look at that. They came from Ishka, okay, and his wife. You know what her name is. I don't even have to go there. But think about it now. Think about it. So then, if she was told that she had two manners of people in her womb because the two children were struggling, okay? But this brother goes very deep into breaking down where these Khazarians come from, these imposters. But I'm not going to say anything any further except, now, Ishmael, or so-called Isaac's wife, was named Rebecca, of course. And you can read the entire story as to how these two twins came about back in Genesis chapter 25. Read it thoroughly, all the way through the whole chapter. But anyway, without further ado, Christian preacher, take the floor. Listen in very closely, my beloved brothers and sisters. But this man is still a Christian preacher now. He has yet to what? To grow. But let's just be patient. Listen in. Listen to what the brother got to tell you. I'm Yirmiyahu Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. We will return at the end of the show. Shalom, shalom.
They subjugated black people to the point that they didn't even have family, disrupt everything, breeding them, continuing to breed them as cattle and animals. That's the problem that God is judging for. Now, what this nation don't want to deal with is the same way Egypt got judged for the slavery that they have put upon God's people, this nation is under the same judgment. Y'all don't want to see it, but the same plagues of Egypt are on America right now. Now, we don't see it because nobody wants you to believe that all these calamities are coming over these people who you never paid, these people who you subjected all these years. I'm saying it. They tell you to get over slavery because they don't want you to understand when you talk about an atrocity, you'll start talking about restitution. They don't want to talk about restitution because everybody has got restitution except the people that actually built the country, except the one that never asked to come here. Now you say, why y'all belly aching over that? I'm not belly aching. I'm telling the truth, because they owe us $6.7 trillion. That's what it will cost to pay off the debt of just the unpaid wages of 100 million people that died and was trafficked across the Atlantic. Greatest atrocity in history. And I just decided I'm not going to let them go because the Bible's talking about it. Y'all didn't know the Bible was talking about this. That's why we couldn't understand it, because we got this false, weak Christianity. I said weak Christianity. I didn't say Christianity is wrong. It's just a weak, watered-down Christianity that for 400 years, preachers have taught what they've been trained to teach and never teaching people who they are. Looking right in the book that's talking about us, but not knowing that it's talking about us.
Amen.
Then we got to study this book.
Right.
This book is not a religion for us.
Amen.
It is our culture.
Amen.
It's not a religion. It's our culture. I said it's our culture.
Amen.
And so we've been looking around, even as black people, trying to look for who are we. We don't know. This is our culture.
Amen.
This is not a religion, what we're doing, like what people do for spirituality. This was a way of life. For God's people. Now I'm gonna break it down. I want to go all the way into the crevices of the denial and the doubt. Because I'm gonna get you with this morning. I say y'all gonna see this morning.
Amen.
Because it's gonna be important to know who Israel is in these last days. Because the Bible's talking about the lost sheep. The Bible is talking about God is judging the nations over the lost sheep that have been scattered into every nation. Now, because we have had theologians that did not want to deal with the actual races of people, they don't talk about who is who. So we lump everybody together. We call all black people Africans. They never did any research to find out that black people just didn't come from Africa. The whole Middle East was black. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Just like not all white people come from the same place. Their people come from different places, but because they don't see the reason why our history does not go into detail about race is because somebody's covering up a lie. And if you start scratching the surface of it, or you start pulling the thread, you see the whole sweater fall apart, because that one lie is what everything is, modern history is hinged upon, one lie. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? As we begin to dissect, because I want to do it in the Bible, so you know I'm not making up nothing, and I'm not no Black Panther, and I'm not no black activist either. I'm a Hebrew that found out that this book is my culture. This is not a religion for me. I'm talking about a way of life for me. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. I ain't ready this morning. Y'all think y'all ready, but you're not. Revelation 2:9. Let me expose some great lies. And think about this. What I'm going to show you, the theologians that first studied the Bible had to know this. They had to know this, but they didn't tell the truth about it. The same way right now that people know who's who, but they won't tell you, because they profiting from the lie. The lie is keeping people in power. The lie is keeping people where they are, because once the lie is broken, you cannot subject a man when he understands he is no longer a subject. When a man knows he is no longer down, you can't. If he knows he wasn't born to be down, he won't stay down. Are y'all done? So let's do it in the Word. Look at Revelation chapter 2 and look at verse 9. Let's start here. It says, I know that works in tribulation and poverty. And most of what I'm going to say is parenthetical. That means I'm going to go over some review of some stuff, because I think we run over messages too fast, and I think we don't get to how powerful these messages really are, and how you're going to need to understand this to look at CNN, to look at Fox News, to look at the news and understand what's going on. You're going to have to know these messages. You have to know who they're talking about, not just the modern people, but who are the spiritual people that live in these lands. Are y'all there? Because I know that works in tribulation and poverty, but I know that thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah.
Now, this is revelation Jesus giving John to understand of the end time. There's a people who saying they are Jews, but they are not. They are liars. Are you understanding what I'm saying? This is one of the great, I don't understand how we've been reading this Bible all these years and nobody ever thought to ask, who are these people that the Bible, Jesus is so worried about it that he's actually given a prophecy about it. He's telling John about these people. And it seemed like we should have asked the question, who is it that's acting like they're supposed to be God's people? Now, because theologians have brought out the point that there's neither Greek nor Jew, you think it's not important to know who is the real Jews. Because they say once we start talking about who the real people are, they'll start saying it don't matter. See, the whole point of this country is to be dismissive when it comes to truth. Because the truth reveals their atrocities. So they'll say, that was then, that was a long time ago. But what happened a long time ago still have ripple effects for today. We wouldn't be living the way we live if it wasn't for the foundation. The foundation is how I'll help you. Do you think J.P. Morgan them that made money off the backs of slaves are not still winning from the money they made off slaves? Don't bring that garbage to me. You think those families, Ben Affleck found out he was had some slaves and he wanted to cover it up. You know why? Because it shows the silver spoon was really based off the back of the black man, and they don't want to talk about that. And so if it don't matter, give everything back. Walk away from the houses that the slaves built and give it back, since it don't matter. Not only that, but even to take our neighborhoods and redline them so we couldn't even get the FHA loans, that's how they got the middle class. The middle class was given to white folk because they got loans that we could not get. They let them buy property. Matter of fact, it got sold to the point they would tell them, come here and walk out on the land. Wherever you walk at, that can be your land. The government gave all that away. Now they want to talk about welfare. Now they want to talk about entitlements.
Right.
That was the greatest entitlement. Now, we couldn't get those loans. And then they redlined our neighborhood to make sure we couldn't go to the bank to get money to do businesses in our neighborhood. So our neighborhoods went down. That's where the ghetto came from. If you can't buy capital in a capitalist society, how you going to have a business? This country works on business. But you can't. But if you ain't got nothing, which you didn't, you didn't have nothing because they just released you as a slave with nothing, so you didn't have no inheritance. So how you going to build something? You need capital. They didn't give you to have capital, so you can't go and get no money to build nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So you had to become slave labor again, low-wage labor. Are y'all there? Then in Black Wall Street in Oklahoma, we decided to come up, built a whole city of hospitals and all of this stuff going on at a time when segregation was so thick, and they got so mad about it, they bombed the city because black people had built something that they didn't think could happen. So I'm trying to tell y'all, don't fall for this lie that we are where we are because we just a disgraceful people. You got to look at the hand that was maneuvering and manipulating history. You got to understand that. So my job is to expose the hand, to show you that we didn't become thugs because that's just what we wanted to be. Even the music, even the thug look wasn't designed by us. They don't even want to talk about. Notice this, every time they talk about that rap music, that bad rap music, notice they never say who's really behind the rap music. They never tell you the Jews that own rap music. They never tell you about Coin them. They never tell you about Def Jam, Def Row, all these record labels. Universal is all owned by these Jews that say they are God's people. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Now, y'all want to talk now. Now, you remember before we started finding out who they were, they were telling us pray for Israel and this love. They were talking about these Jews as if they were saved without even accepting Christ. Y'all heard what I said. And then when we start finding out who they really was, now, let's not talk. We don't even need to worry about that. How hypocritical we can be. I'm getting cocked with this today. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. We're going to deal with this today. So the Bible says there's some people's call. Now, y'all know I've taught this before. This ain't really new. About in 700 A.D., up in Russia, a place called Khazaria that's no longer even on the map. Totally erased the name. You never even heard the name because they erased the name so you could not trace the people to the place. Place in Poland called Khazaria. These Huns, these people from Hungary, Huns, notice they didn't even change the name of Hungary. Hun Turks.
Yeah.
Turkish people.
Yeah.
There was a king there called King Bulan, and he decided that he didn't want to be the Christians that were advancing from one side and Islam was advancing from the other side on his kingdom. He decided he didn't want to be either or. So he said, I'll tell you what, we'll be Jews. So he sent to Jerusalem to get those Babylonian rabbis, not the true Judaizers, but the ones that the rabbis that came out of Babylon that taught the Talmud.
Amen.
Y'all hear what I said?
Amen.
He brought them in, and the whole country of Khazaria converted to what they call Judaism in 700 A.D. These were white people. The same European people in the land of Israel, we have traced them to Khazaria. They are not the Semitic people of that land. Now, the Bible is backing it up by saying there's a people calling themselves Jews, but they are not. That's a great lie that we let them get away with. We didn't let them get away with it. We didn't know it. DNA evidence has come out and has proved that they are of European descent. They do not have any blood from any Hebrew blood in them whatsoever. They are Europeans hiding, masking as God's people. And the world was so ready to roll out the red carpet and give them all the money and all the weapons and all of that stuff and keep calling them God's chosen people when all the evidence says they are not. Even the Bible that they say they believe in is telling them they're not those people. Now that we're finding out, let's start talking about it. Let's move on. Let's talk about something else. No, we're going to talk about this. We got to expose that. I've been in church for over 20-something years, and all these times I've seen the Israel flag and I've seen her pray. They made us so psyched up that, like, if you thought bad about Israel, you was going to hell or something. And I said, why? I said, see, that was how the propaganda they put out to make you believe that these people were God's people. But then you find out, if now then you start studying who they are, you realize the synagogue of Satan fixed them. You know who was behind the gay marriage? Those Jewish Supreme Court justices, they were behind it. They was the five that pushed it. See, y'all don't know this stuff, but you know, y'all just want. You know who was behind all of the music pornography? Them. It's their people. They're never on screen. The camera's never on them because they own the camera. So they don't. They put the camera on you. They put it on other people. They won't put it on themselves. The liberalism comes from, that's them. The liberalism is them. The Democratic Party is them. The ones that wanted to keep us in slavery, which was the Democrats, by the way, were the Jewish Party. Y'all don't know that. But see, we don't know that because we have fell for the propaganda that these are God's people. Just like Satan, to mask his people as God's people. The Khazar people were called the serpent people. They go along with the Bible says the seed of the serpent.
Yes. Right.
These people have been called, hollowed out for the purposes of Satan. That's why all the blood families have these have this Khazarian bloodline. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Nobody wants to deal with this because, you know, let's just wrap Christianity up in a pretty bowl and let's just go on to heaven. And no, we're going to tell the lie. We're going to get rid of these lies that's been told. That's why our people are messed up, because won't nobody tell them the truth. And most of what you hear and preach is what has been sanctioned by the ADL. In other words, what they allow in preachers to preach, as long as they keep in line with the lie that these are God's chosen people. That's why you see people like John Hagee and Joel Osteen and all these people just stand with Israel and stand with Israel, stand with Israel. Nobody's talking about now how is these people who's supposed to be researchers not research that part? But do you know why they don't want to talk about that they're not the real people? Because you're going to ask the question, if they not it, then who is? Oh, that's more frightening than to know who they ain't. To know who is frightening.
Yeah.
Because Because to know who the whole is the real people means you got a judgment coming. Y'all want to talk about this. That's why they don't want to talk about it no more. That's why now they're bringing out scriptures like, you know, that's neither Greek nor Jew. But then when you study the 11th chapter of Romans, you find out that he said, if God cast away his people, God forbid. God didn't cast away his people. Just because now Gentiles can get in on the gospel don't mean God cast away his people. We'll get there. Matter of fact, let's get there. Go to Romans. Let's get there. I'm gonna walk y'all down like a fat kid walking down a chocolate box. Walk y'all down this morning. I'm gonna walk y'all down on this. I was in Chicago, and just to see how our people are, just to see how lost and messed up our people are, it's a shame. I thought I was in Africa. It looked like when me and my wife, we said that, it was like when we was in South Africa. I remember being in Nigeria. I said, this is what this looked like. Why do our people look like this? We're supposed to be in America. Because when you are lost and don't know who you are, every image that they put in front of your face, you'll become it. That's why women hate themselves, hate their hair, hate everything about themselves. Y'all know what I'm talking about. How you go to an African-American hair store and ain't no African-American hair in there. Come on, man. You hate yourself. Who told you your hair wasn't good? When you don't even know it, your hair is the strongest strand there is. The strongest strand is what you got in your head. Your hair is so strong that bugs can't even live in your head. That's why you ain't got to wash your hair every day. But people that made you think that you something deficient about you, and you got European hair in your head and Brazilian hair in your head and all these other people hair in your head, because you don't understand that you got the greatest. Your hair is so great. Your hair is so great that if you leave it alone, it'll just go into, locks. It's strong. Your genes are strong. Your DNA is strong. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't want to talk about this. You putting contacts in your eyes don't know that those light eyes are recessive genes. It means it's a mutation of the original. Y'all want to talk about this. See, nobody wants to tell our people this because we're scared of offending other folk. But we've got to tell our people who they are because we done had 20, 30 years of bad education that lied to you about who you are and told you who they were and didn't tell you who you was. And the church has perpetuated by not, these preachers don't research enough to tell you who you are. Now, if you would have told me when I was out there selling drugs that I was a Hebrew and I wasn't supposed to be living like that, I wouldn't have lived like that. But because I didn't know who I was, and I didn't know that book was talking about me, I was told that book was against me. I was told that book was written by people that hated me. Then I find out this book is all about me. I would have read the book long before. I remember years ago before I was saved, being in jail looking for a book. A guy gave me the Quran and the Final Call from the Muslims. And I was reading it, but I couldn't see myself in it. I didn't even know this was because when they gave me a Bible, I said, nah, somebody messed with that. That ain't our book. Didn't even know it's talking about us. What great lengths did they go through to keep this conspiracy? I said it. When you start talking about who ain't, you find out who is. So now we have already seen in the Bible and DNA evidence that the people who they say are God's people are not. They even know it now. They even said that's the reason for the uprising in Ukraine. The reason why the fight was going on and we're going to fight Russia now was because they tried to move out of they know they got to get out of Israel because Israel is about ready to be destroyed. So they want to go back to their true homeland, which is the Ukraine. That's the reason the skirmish came, because Russia said, no, sir, y'all not coming in our back door. Y'all not going to take the Ukraine. And that's the reason. And the Ashkenazi Jews paid all that money and they get America to go over and start fighting to try to get that land from them people, and Russia held it down. They would not let it happen because they know their real homeland is the Ukraine. It's Russia. That's where they're from. But they won't escape Israel because the Bible says Israel is going to be compassed by enemies. And Israel will not, that Israel is going to be bombed and destroyed. You study the Bible out. You'll find out.
Keep the Christian preacher in your prayers, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations. You can see the brother's on the right track. Once he wake up and find out that he got to stay out of that New Testament, so like I say, that stuff look right. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, once he wake up to that so-called New Testament, oh, man, the brother's going to be a brother to contend with. But keep him and others who are awakening in this day and time in your prayers, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters. Oh, man, it's been a joy. It's been a pleasure. Think on the things that you've heard tonight and keep it in your spirit. We bid you peace and blessings. Blessings and peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.